Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So we have Game right there.
Disney?
Happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Hey, you want a job? You want a job?
Oh, we did.
You and the president. You ain't support
Muslims. You would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil,
if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population. But I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. The... So I've set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of the serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline emotions to let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's been over a year since he was with us last, and I'm like, wow, why have I gotten this guy on? I'm like reading the news. He's organized with a bunch of other folks, multiple convoys going to different parts of the U.S. border, Texas, Arizona, you name it. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers. I won't read his whole bio. He doesn't even want me to, but he joined the Army in 83 and served for a career spanning 39 years. After his first honorable discharge, he had a break in service, complete college and medical school, University of New England. He completed a primary care residency and worked as an emergency room physician and commissioned as a peace officer, served the community as a SWAT team physician and sheriff's deputy. After the United States was attacked on 9/11, he returned to the U.S. Army Special Forces. He graduated with a Special Forces qualification course, earned the Green Beret, and was multiple combat tours during the capacity of the Special Operations Flight Sergeant Green Beret Commander, conducting foreign internal defense missions around the globe. He lost stateside deployments in Texas, or his last two state deployments in Texas were a liaison to Governor Greg Abbott's task force during Texas COVID response 2020 and response to the border on South Texas and Operation Lone Star and Task Force Surgeon 2021. He's been awarded the Purple Heart and Bronze Star Medal, Meritorious Service Medical and Combat Medical Badge. Until recently, he has remained off the stage and the grid until he revealed by Senator Ron Johnson as the whistleblower exposing facts related to the Defense Department's epidemiology database. He then joined forces with frontline doctors to provide fidelity and safety issues regarding both civilian and military aviation safety. He testified as a fact witness in the Liberty Council SEALs versus DOD case and has traveled the nation speaking on medical freedom and national defense issues. 2023, he stood up for Republic of Texas Remnant A team, a ministry with focus on community service, border issues, state of Texas security issues with a heavy emphasis on human toll, and his team has advised local and state law enforcement and community organizations to strengthen ties and resolve to organize effectively community response, disaster, natural or man-made. His team motto is Ever Stalwart, Dr. PeteChambers.com and on X at Doc Pete Chambers. Great to have you and your dog and your crew back with us. I'm going to skip the next break or so, try to give you the floor. The convoy is great, but your covert work on the border is incredible, both for the government and for the state now individually. So start wherever you want. Great to have you back.
Right. Good to be back. So essentially what we're doing is with my team, specifically the Remnant A team, this is a ministry and this is a humanitarian effort. But you have to understand this, that sometimes there's evil. And sometimes men have to stand in the gap. And part of the reason that we're here was a response to a tweet, which was done to foster courage, I believe. I believe that's what that tweet was about. And it was from our Tucker Carlson. And I responded, let's get on a horse and come down here and I'll show you what we're doing on the border. Texas is responding. Sometimes we keep that clandestine, if you will, not necessarily covert. But in that, the ministry has grown. And we are providing comfort to those that need it, the local citizens. We are providing ministry in the form of revival. This is the largest revival.
You're organizing Americans during the invasion.
Absolutely. This isn't an invasion. Oh, absolutely. We briefed Governor Abbott 2 years ago on the invasion that was taking place on the border, my team, when I was in uniform. When I came here and spoke to you, that was after the reveal of the DMED, and I went to persona non grata after that.
I bet.
Yeah, right?
And by the way, just Abbott's not perfect, but he's getting more hardcore. They ordered him 2 days ago to pull off the state guard. Right. He doubled down more barbed wire.
Absolutely. So what's happening there from the ground 2 days ago, I was there, the National Guard, the state of Texas, is holding their own. However, the Supreme Court is going against what the Constitution says. The Constitution is law. They're using tort law to argue Hegelian dialectics to make their way, snake their way through to say, well, you know, it's not safe for the migrants. Well, there's people drowning on that river all the time. My guys have responded to it. We lost a soldier at Eagle Pass because he tried to rescue somebody down there. So don't tell me that it's that.
They're using the argument of public safety to accelerate the crisis that created the public safety problem.
Which is Hegelian in nature, because we're focusing on that and not the actual Constitution, which is the law. The Constitution is what we go by. And you know how I know that the government agrees with me? Because they took the same oath that I did. And when they take that same oath that I took, they agree with me. But now if they don't do it in an invasion, that's treason.
Please continue.
Yeah. So what we have here is a failure to communicate. An old line from a movie, Cool Hand Luke, to communicate the truth. And what this is simple. This convoy, everything that we're doing, we the people, this remnant nation that is rising up. It is rising up. You can feel it.
And you're out there force multiplying.
That's what Green Berets do. Foreign internal defense is our bread and butter. Unconventional warfare is our bread and butter. Now we're doing domestic internal defense. Look on my website. You'll see it in the lines of effort. We never dreamt that we would be doing domestic internal defense. This is what we're doing, legally, morally, and ethically. But there is a factor here. And the factor is for us, what gets us to the enemy quickly is to find, fix, and finish, exploit, analyze, and disseminate. F3EAD, that's a model. That's what we did in Syria when we took out ISIS, really quick. Now we don't have the authorities to finish. So what we do, we find and fix. We fix the location of where the bad guys are. We pair up with law enforcement who is constitutionally sound, because there are those down on the border, I hate to say this is the truth, that are not constitutional.
Compromise.
Absolutely.
Without getting into any of the secret stuff.
No, sir.
You've been there federally and state, but now you're down there as a citizen. You're doing incredible work. What is your report from the border before we get into the convoy?
Okay, so from the border itself, you have complete mayhem. There's an old word from World War II called FUBAR. And what that's doing is overwhelming the system, and the system is broken. And we care about people, we do, but they're being used as pawns on that border in a larger chessboard at the world level. And the globalists will continue to use these people to do more than just Cloward Piven doctrine stuff, way more than that. This is to destabilize. This is Bezmenov stuff. This is, we're going to take over your country from within stuff. And when you add the CCP to that little salt shaker in the form of a chemical warfare called fentanyl that's laced with tranq, right, that's a horse tranquilizer. Why are people dying so much? 130,000 in 2022? That's chemical warfare.
So it's the opium wars in reverse.
It's exactly what they did. There were two versions of that, 1839 and 1850-something. France and England did it to China.
That's how they conquered China.
That's exactly what they demoralized them. They got their trade routes that they wanted. That's what the purpose of that was. Now China's using that same method to come back and hit us. It's warfare.
Keep going, Doctor.
It's warfare. So there are multiple lines of effort. So the lines of effort, when I talk about that, that's a different level. Strategic level lines of effort, operational, and tactical. At the tactical level on the border right now, we're overwhelmed. At specifically Eagle Pass, Texas is standing up for what is right. Article 4, Section 4, constitutional stuff. Also the state of Texas Constitution. When we focus there, we uphold the Constitution. We are trying to do that. When A.G. Paxton says Texas will not surrender, he's taking a quote out of this right here, the letter in February, is the anniversary of the Travis letter from inside the Alamo when he says,
victory or death.
Come to our aid with all dispatch. And he ends with victory or death. Absolutely right. That's where we sit now. I wrote my own version of it. I'm going to post this
read
thing.
It.
Want me to read it?
You got the floor, bro.
Absolutely. My letter to Texans and all Americans. With credit to William Barrett Travis, letter of 24 February 1836 from the commandancy of the Alamo. Fellow citizens and compatriots, realize I'm paraphrasing him, but for this time such as this Esther moment, we are besieged on all sides by forces of evil, and those who have chosen not to uphold their oaths swore to protect both the Texas and the U.S. Constitutions. We have sustained a continual bombardment, continually, upon our inalienable rights and freedoms and have lost many souls. The enemy has demanded a surrender of our rights should we falter. The honor, prestige, and esprit de corps of the nation shall wane in the balance. In this defense, if this defense is pushed beyond our capacity, we will answer accordingly, legally, morally, ethically, and our flags will still fly proudly from the walls. But we're in a fight, folks. We shall never surrender or retreat. Then I call on you in the name of liberty, of patriotism, and everything dear to the American character to come to our aid with all dispatch. If this call is neglected, we are determined to sustain ourselves as long as possible for what is due to our honor and that of our country. Victory or death. Lieutenant Colonel retired Peter Constantine Chambers. Let that sink in.
And it's the official UN plan. They already destroyed Europe. It's happening now.
Yes, sir.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now, sometimes you've got to work with enemies. I've had to talk to Taliban warlords and get something done on the Pakistan border. I've had to do that. But you understand that your ultimate end state is your commander's intent. So now, the commander's intent in this is freedom, is sovereignty. It is the state of Texas rising so that Texas will not fall. Because the first domino of the flyover states is Texas. And this alligator is way too close to our canoe.
And this is an assault on Texas.
This is an exact assault on Texas because it is a prize jewel of the globalists. I believe that.
That's true. So keep going. What do we do?
So what we do is we continue with all these different projects that we have, these multi-pronged efforts, because there's a mainline effort, and the mainline effort is sovereignty. Keep focusing on that. Then the supporting operations, the things that happen on the side, the little victories, the getting the bad legislators out. I don't put a lot of faith in the federal level, but in the state level I do. And I want those legislators in there. But we also have friends that are going up. We got a group of Green Berets and SEALs that are going up to run for Congress. We got to support those people. All right. I'll put a shout out right now for the Virginia race against Vindman. Remember that name?
Oh, yeah.
All right. His twin brother is a JAG. And I want Cameron Hamilton to know, I want you to search him out in Virginia, and I want you to support that man, a SEAL, a man of honor, a man of God, who is running against a vitriolic person that came after our whistleblowers and court-martialed one of our guys. So these are the things. So at that level, that's where you can affect that. Okay? Because
so there's a war literally happening now for America.
Right. And so you've got to pay attention to the right people. You've got to come to the right place to get the right information. That's why my whole website is a line of effort. It's all it is. It's just look at this and then interact with me and tell me what you see out there. And I'm going to tell you what I see.
And that's DrPeteChambers.com. DrPeteChambers.com.
Yes, and that'll lead you to the Telegram and to the X and all that.
So you've got the floor here. I really respect you. But should we get into the convoy or should we talk about what you've been seeing working for the state, the feds, all of it now as a private citizen at the border? Because you got the NGOs, the UN bases. I mean, this is going on. Mayorkas, it's crazy.
Okay, so we can start. Let's just look from the 40,000 foot view in. We're going to bring it in. We're going to dial it in. At the 40,000 foot view, what we're seeing as they come up through the Darien Gap, and you've talked to Michael Yon every day. So Michael is a good friend. He tells us what's going on. And Michael Yon is our kind of recon scout out there, if you will. Former Green Beret himself. He's downrange, and he's looking at stuff and telling us exactly what's happening. As we get the information up here, our people process it, and then we let the locals know. So when Eagle Pass, for example, when that 12,500 came in, I knew they were coming in. I was sitting on the ground with a team, with a drone. I told my boys on the ground, you got 20 minutes to get that drone up and down. They didn't have any airspace, any problems with clearing conflicting flights, so we did it. Highway Patrol showed up and said, hey, you guys can't fly anymore. Got it. No problem. But we got the shot. 12,000 people came in 5 hours. Eagle Pass. Prior to that, a year and a half ago in Del Rio, 17,000 Haitians showed up over 48 hours. You know how we knew and we were standing by ready? Because Michael Yon called us. That's how this works.
And that's what's beautiful is we have the natural intel of human people that are patriots there.
People that give a crap. Just going to talk plain. That's what it is. They give a crap about this nation, about this Constitution, because if we don't, what are the results of that?
And the globalists never counted on you.
No. No. No, they didn't. I was a whistleblower. I didn't have a single thing on the Internet. Now I'm all over the place on the kind of lower level media. But I want you to understand this, that this is a labor of love. I would much rather be on my ranch raising longhorns right now. But I can't. I can't, because this is a fight.
We're going to lose it all, we know.
We're going to lose it all if we don't. We're at 1774 right now, I believe. We got the Coercion Acts, the Stamps Acts, and all these things that are coming.
And everything is affecting the battle space of the future right now.
Every little bit
of work we do is going to have a huge effect in the future.
Absolutely. Because the second and third order effects of tyranny are death. That's just the way it is. But the second, third order effects of courage, which is contagious, this convoy, all these things.
No, I agree.
My team. Courageous people.
I want to go to break and get me into the border and then the convoy and give me the floor when we come back. But I don't want to say we're winning, but the globalists admit they get confronted everywhere. They can talk about, we got to censor people. We're losing. We need trust again. They weren't identified until the last few years. They're not in a good position.
No, they're on their spurs right now. They're falling backwards because we got a guy that in front of them, little people like me with a sword in the sand saying, no, not today, not in this place.
That's right. So how would you describe the battlefront then? Like, what's the battle conditions here?
So in battle, there's chaos, and you can see the pictures there. I mean, you're seeing it. It's chaos. It's complete chaos, and it's meant to overwhelm. But I'm a man of faith, and I believe that God chose Gideon for a reason. He whittled it down to 300 severely intelligent men and that were willing to fight, serious men, just like us, who understand battle. And so this is where we're at. And so I can't go into the details of it, nor should I, but just say that just understand, Texas, that there are people standing in line right now who are paired up with local law enforcement, who are helping out. The convoy folks, look, the mamas that are out there saying, hey, look, we're sick and tired of this. We're going to ride along. I mean, you got mamas sitting up in semis coming out here. I mean, that's a risk. That's a semi-permissive environment on that border.
That's right.
All the way up to Falfurrias, as far as I can tell.
But it's so obvious, not just this convoy, if millions of people peacefully went to the Texas border now, it'd be over.
It would be over.
But people got to get off their ass.
We need 100 million people to get off their ass. Yeah.
Yeah, the good news is we got a lot of people like Joe Rogan to start talking about this, but they're still not calling for action.
I respect that man. He's not calling for action. He will. He's going to see the courage and he's going to step up.
He's got to do it.
He knows how to fight. He knows how to fight. And he will. He'll step up. I pray for him every day. Yes, sir.
He was just texting me earlier. He's come a long way. People can't get mad at me. I haven't gone all the way yet. But I think it's going to be people like him that finally wake up and he's starting to do it that it's going to be game over.
Roger that. Yeah, I believe that.
We're going to break in about 2.5 minutes. Well, what are we going to cover when we come back, Doctor?
We'll cover the convoy. I'd like to get into a little details of that just to help those folks out because this is the project that I'm on now. This is my 50-meter target. But then we can go into a little bit about what I believe the future is going to look like for us.
Absolutely. We got a few minutes till break. So there's an article on Infowars.com by Jamie White, Take Our Border Back, Americans Announce Multi-State Convoy to Descend on Southern Border. Spend a few minutes about what's happening. There's a bunch of different convoys.
Right. So there's three different locations that they're going to end up in. Is San Ysidro, California, Yuma, Arizona. I'm just the facilitator for the Texas bunch. We're going to end up, they're en route. They will be coming here from Virginia, and they will come through down directly south. I don't know their exact highways, probably Highway 10. They'll end up in Dripping Springs, and then from there we'll take the back roads down to a little town called Kimato, Texas. It's going to be on the website. There will be a location where they'll link up down there. There will be a revival going on at the same time, which is awesome, but it's going to shed light to this situation, to the dangers posed by a wide-open southern border. That's the whole purpose of it.
And let's be clear. People say, oh, this won't save the world. No, it's the little victories.
It's the little victories collectively.
Yeah.
We've got...
And it's people getting used to the victories. It's like exercise. It's you get into
right.
it.
Think of the energy that happens when these people get back home and start talking. And then the next one that's going to come, and the next one that's going to come. And then we got to uphold the Constitution. We got to stop the trafficking. This is what we deal with, finding and fixing the bad guys that are destroying these children. Two little girls, 7 and 8 years old, a year and a half ago on that border, I looked them in the eyes and said, I'm going to take care of you tonight because they were being trafficked. I had to hand them to the system. And the system, what happened to them? I don't know.
Disappeared them.
86,000 are missing that they say. I'm going to say more like 150,000.
Yeah.
But that's what we see. I know right close to Austin here, a little apartment complex where 109 kids were handed off to some sponsor families, two of which were illegal families themselves.
Wow. This is the war. This is the globalist attack. This is it. Folks, the bad news is we're in the New World Order. The good news is the fight's here. It's like the Marine Corps general said in Korea, I forget his name, they were completely surrounded. He said,
Jesse Puller.
We can attack in all directions.
That was Jesse Puller.
Yeah. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We are completely surrounded, but we got God on our side. We got a lot of people. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got an incredible guy in here. I'm like, wow, a year and a half went by since last year. Why is this guy not on all the time? He lives here in Austin. He's been in the bush. He's been on the border. And he joins us. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Pete Chambers, an amazing Green Beret commander, is here with us. And the governor just put out a statement. And people have been mad at Abbott, but he's going the right direction. I'm supporting him. People said it 2 weeks ago when he said the feds were going to block you, Eagle Pass. He said, oh, this isn't real. Now he says, we're not following the federal order. We're putting more barbed wire up. So when people go in the right direction, whether it's Elon Musk or Joe Rogan or anybody, we're going to support it, folks. And so, Colonel, continuing here, right, you've got his statement right here.
Yeah, I'm going to share a little bit of this because this is important.
Just broke.
Say again?
Just broke.
Yeah, this just broke. I mean, literally handed to me just now, and I'm going to put on my glasses because I'm older than dirt, and they're gone. 24th of January, today, federal government has broken. This is Greg Abbott doing this. And by the way, if you're watching this, sir, thank you. The last time I spoke to you face-to-face was in the hangar in Del Rio, Texas, with my dog who's sitting down here below me where we were working that border. And you listened to us then. Things took a little while for it to come around, but we've been praying for courage for you, sir. This is what's happening. You have showed it. The federal government has broken the compact between the United States and the states. The executive branch of the United States has a constitutional duty to enforce federal laws protecting states, including immigration laws, on the books right now. President Biden has refused to enforce those laws and even violated them. The result is that he has smashed records for illegal immigration. This is what we're talking about. This is the enemy right here. This is their tool of that mainline effort. Now, it goes on to say that James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and the other visionaries who wrote the U.S. Constitution foresaw states should not be left to the mercy of the lawless president who does nothing to stop external threats like cartels smuggling millions of illegals, immigrants across the border. That is why the framers included both Article 4, Section 4, we spoke of earlier, which promises the federal government shall protect each state against invasion, and Article 110, Clause 3, which acknowledges the state's sovereign interest in protecting those borders, Arizona v. United States. It's signed by Governor Abbott. I suggest you get on his site. And
that's a new Declaration of Independence. They've broken their compact. The social contract's broken. We're under invasion and under the Ninth Amendment and the Tenth Amendment. When the feds don't do their job, all rights revert to the state of the people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is what we were talking about this morning back at the one shot where I work, our headquarters.
And that's what Thomas Jefferson told him in 1776. He said, you can dissolve our legislatures. It just reverts to us.
That's right, because the states created the federal government. Despite the Supremacy Clause, which is a specific Hegelian thing, once again, we don't argue in that realm. We don't argue with tort law. We argue with common law and with the Constitution. That is how we get this done.
Common law is the original law. It's the foundation.
And natural law.
It's the mama.
It is the mama bear of that situation. We used to have common law courts in Texas, by the way. We don't have them anymore. We're going to get back to that. Governor Abbott, A.G. Paxton, please. Let's bring
that up. There's no doubt now. He's thrown down the gauntlet. He's told the state guard, ignore federal orders.
Yes, sir.
He said, we're in a martial law. They created a martial law. Lawlessness.
Right. Yeah, the lawlessness that's ensued is now resulted in this second, third order effect of us having to stand up by God's own hand and make this line in the sand that I'm talking about that's got the globalists on their heels, on their spurs.
And they are on their heels.
They're scared.
Yeah. I don't tell listeners, folks, you've heard me 29 years on air, but I say, you're too negative. I'm telling you, we're starting to turn right now. We're starting to win.
Right.
Okay?
So when they're on their heels, this is a momentum shift. And when there's a momentum shift, those little tiny cuts or those little tiny victories, that's where we, the people, can make a difference. 1 million people on this border. The next convoy that comes by, I'd like to see 1 million people down here.
We'd fix all our problems if 1 million peaceful people went to the border now.
Absolutely. It would overwhelm the system because that's the technique.
Will you tell me, Colonel, when I should go? I'm going to go the next, whenever you tell me.
Okay. We'll load up. We'll take some horses down there and do it. All right? Yeah, I would suggest that every single person out there, we listened to this earlier, and I want to share this first. Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil. He played that during the break before we started here. If I Were the Devil. Everything that he said is happening to us right now. This is the technique and tactics and practices of the devil. Now we're coming in with the techniques and practices of the Lord and Savior. So to me, the feds are obligated by oath, and they understand Section 4. They argue that, but then when they turn it around in court and they end up with this result of chaos, what do we do to control chaos? And here's what Linda Robinson wrote in a book about the Green Berets. The way the Green Berets are masters of chaos is by controlling the controllables. Those are the little things. When I'm doing my parachute, when I'm jumping out of a plane, I can control the controllables when I have a chute malfunction. The little things make the difference. These little victories are going to do it, and I promise you, there will be more letters from Greg Abbott to our citizens in this state from days to come. And I commend both him and the Attorney General on that.
What do you think finally triggered him to take action? Just the outcry?
The outcry. I know that. Because every little thing that happens on that border, when we get it out to people like you, because it's not going out on mainstream media, right? We got the Ann Vanderson.
It's only because the listeners get it out.
Michael Yance, yes, sir. And those of us that have 6,000-7,000 people that follow.
And everybody knows if we don't fight this, we're complicit.
You are complicit, absolutely. Yeah. If you don't fight this, you're complicit because
you're involved in child trafficking if you don't stop this.
And in the good, but that's called a sin of omission. You can't just say, well, I didn't know. Because the people that in Germany in World War II that were sitting in church as the trains went by, turn up the music because we don't hear them crying. You knew. That's where we're at. We've got to embolden these people. And this is how we do it. Exactly like I said. It's
and the enemy's
simple.
Scared. Why do you think they're so scared? Because they are. They admit they're scared.
Well, they admit they're scared because they see the power of God.
And that's a fearful thing. That puts fear in their eyes. But it also, they see the power of the people. We the people. They see that, and that's the thing they fear the most. Because they're the elites. What do they call themselves at Davos? The elites. All right. We are the people. And we remain the people. And we will stand firm to that grounding. But that's what they're afraid of, is we the people. Because they know that there will be accountability. And accountability is what says, hey, I'm sorry, bro. You broke the law. I got to put you in jail.
So these convoys, just like the show today, won't save the world, but the little victories together will. Many hands make light work. Tell us about these three big convoys about to start, how people get involved, how they support it.
First of all, go to takeourborderback.com. Now, I ended up being the kind of the Texas lead on this as far as this, on the ground, telling them where to go, how to do it, to keep it safe, talking to law enforcement, making sure they understand it's a peaceful assembly. All right, so go to that website. That's where you need to go. It's right there at the bottom. Thank you. And what that'll do is it'll show you how you can link up, because somewhere along the way, you can start moving. I talked to a Canadian trucker the other day that's going to come all the way from Canada to join this thing. An Australian, he can't join this thing, but he came home.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Guys, show the footage out of Europe, the tractors, the trucks.
Right.
Show Canada. This is happening worldwide. This is so powerful. They're scared of this.
Yeah, they understand this, and they're ahead of the game on this, right? We are behind the game on that, because, and this is my theory on that. Americans, we are comfortable. We are comfortable because we can go down.
Oh, they're already cutting off their fertilizer and everything.
Right.
I mean, they're down to the wire.
Yeah, they're down to the wire, so they realize it. But we have to use that as a temperature gauge, because remember what I said about being left to bang, the forecasting in warfare.
Europeans are known to be docile. They're dumping hundreds of trucks of manure in front of the government buildings. I mean, they're running over stuff. They're pissed.
Right.
Sorry.
Because no, that's a perfect segue, because they know that they won't...
You're explaining warfare. I'm going to interrupt
you.
Yeah,
that's okay. They know that they won't eat if they don't do this. Okay, that fuse to that bang is a lot shorter. For us, when we know this and we see this information, that's intelligence. And intelligence drives operations. When I get intelligence, I see it.
There's a global uprising against tyranny. Let's join it.
That's the momentum, right? So here's what I do. When I go into a building and I got bad guys in a room and I hear magazines dropping on the floor when they're changing their mags, that's the momentum shift. I've got to go in because they're now on their heels. They're out of ammo and I've got to go in. And sometimes you got casualties in war. I got it. But you have to move at that time. You got to move quick. And it's speed, surprise, and violence of action. In this case, we're going to take out the violence. But speed and surprise, they're going to be our ally.
So how are we decisive right now? What do we do?
We are decisively engaged. Absolutely. And the way to do that, now that they are on their heels, is to push that at all levels. Anybody out there that's on the election steal stuff, anybody out there that's on the food service industry,
redouble your efforts.
Redouble your efforts. Dig down. Get up early in the morning, go to bed later at night. That's what I do. That's why I'm turning gray. This is just happening right in front of you. But this is how this is going to work. Is everybody, I love that, redouble your efforts, because call to action is a call.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Ground. It was to be that there would be up to a three-year jail sentence and $5,000 fine per guardsman that was standing in that Shelby Park. That was what the intent was. But it's not the intent now because they backed off. That was a paper tiger.
And so that's why I said this 2 weeks ago when it started. I said, folks, don't underestimate this. Abbott is creating a confrontation to show what's happening right now.
That's right. So this is bringing light to it, and that is he's doing exactly what you would do in an information war, an information operation, as we call it. So part of that, as we are, you know, dealing with an insurgency that is from within, the moral injury of our government, the moral injury of our Department of Defense, all of our institutions are morally broken.
Captured.
They are captured, absolutely. And so what does that do? That trickles down to those that are still in the ranks. So my brothers and sisters out there in the Department of Defense that are still there, those people that signed that declaration, that declaration of military
everything,
get it out. Bring it out.
That's key. They may have the top. They don't have the middle or the bottom.
1,000 cuts right now. That's what we got to do. So they know that. They're sitting on go right now. That group is completely on in tune with what they need to do.
And I should have started the interview. It came out yesterday. Biden ordered the Border Patrol to go physically remove them. They said no. This is the game of chicken. The feds just lost it so far.
Yes, they back down on this one. That doesn't mean there won't be others. There'll be counteroffensives.
So what are they going to try next?
So they're
maybe they send a shooter down to shoot some of the illegals to make them the victims.
No, they're going to do what they do every time, which is they're going to put a bright shiny object up. They're going to find something else about Hunter Biden right now, or we're going to find something else that's going to keep us focused on D.C., the District of Columbia, which doesn't even belong to the
distraction.
United States. It's a distraction technique because that's what
the border is everything. That's the main globalist assault.
Yeah, yes, and the distractions are the flashbangs in the room. All you got to do is close your eyes, open your mouth, you'll be fine. That's what happens when a flashbang goes off. And then you get back to fighting. But you got to understand that that thing will come, whatever it is, disease X, who knows? You just had a doctor on that I respect. And that disease process, that pandemic health emergency of international concern of the World Health Organization, by the way, on the 27th, they're going to rule on the international health regulations. That's trying to usurp authorities from all these nations who have not signed on.
But you know what the beautiful part about this is? You were a private guy. I'm getting to meet all these amazing men and women that were just leading private lives that are now being led to fight this. Like, are you meeting some amazing people?
I'm meeting the most amazing people in the world. I mean, these are people that former Tier 1 operators, that people that have signed on to help us out. You will never know them. I'm the face of this operation, but you will never know them. And they are doing things for this country on this border that you will never hear, and it'll just be us with cigars and scotch one evening talking about it and said, you know what, good job.
What else can we do to save the country?
Second Chronicles 7:14, if my people humble themselves and get on their knees and turn back to me, I'll heal their land. Okay, that's key. We've got to have those prayer warriors out there. The other things that we can do is you've got to be prepared, because there will be a period of time that, in my estimate, that they're going to try to squash us. And I don't know what that looks like. Is that going to be a...
They're going to truck bomb a federal building or
cyber
something.
Attack. Is it going to be a
Power outage.
Power outage. I mean, the grid is definitely...
They've been pre-programming that.
Right. They've been, predictive programming?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they've been doing that with these movies and all that stuff. Just don't pay attention to that stuff. Don't get in their game. That's what you do on that kind of stuff. Don't get in their game, because they want you to be scared. Fear is their tactic, once again, Philippians 4:6-7. So we've got to remember that to keep them on their heels right now while we're pushing this, all these little lines of effort got to continue, those little victories. And there are so many. But doubling down, exactly as Alex said, I respect that, and I think that that's what each industry that's out there, each avenue, each line of effort.
Infrastructure.
Down. Infrastructure, absolutely. You know, the people that the railroads. Let me tell you about East Palestine. I don't know if you remember that train derailment.
Yeah.
I went up there and researched that thing, and I was there on the ground for 4 days. That was a derailment. That was intended.
Oh, Antifa's attacking, and they've been caught. They covered up. They're setting fires everywhere. Yes. They're blowing up food processing.
Intending to create fear.
By the way, PETA's behind that, yeah.
I believe it. Yeah, I believe it. The People for Ethical
That's
Treatment.
That's a whole CIA cult.
There's a lot of cults going on, yeah. We need to keep exposing those things, because as we expose them, they get more on their heels. They make mistakes. When you get people fearful, when they're fearful, they'll make mistakes.
Well, that's the good news. Is I look at the left and their controllers, and they even admit their documents leak. They are crapping themselves. So I'm not saying we're even winning this yet, folks, but our enemies are definitely scared. Why do you think that is?
Because they're evil, and evil hides from the light, and they know that there will be some sort of accountability, which will result in either for treasonous people in wartime, it is a death penalty. I hate to say it, but that's just a fact.
Well, and that's my concern is they're creating such a crisis, they're going to lose. I can see they're gonna, 90% chance they lose, or there'll be a nuclear war, and we all lose at that. But what is the second, third, fourth order that comes out of that crisis? I don't want to. You come out of the French Revolution, you get a Napoleon Bonaparte,
right.
Or you come out of Versailles, you get a Hitler. How do we not have a victory against them, but then have that spin into something bad? I don't want to put the cart before the horse. That's down the road, but I'm really concerned.
I think that happens to the parallel economies, the parallel systems that are already starting to happen in Texas. I deal with 5 different communities, and those things are going to get us through those moments. But we also have to have that next generation of legislators to stand up. Because if we don't, exactly what you talk about, and Bastiat, actually the law, he wrote this and after the French Revolution, talked about this. He says that the whole purpose of the legislator is to conduct legal plunder. He uses that over and over and over in that treatise that he wrote. It's amazing. Read it sometime. That's how I understood what was going on at that level. So we don't want to bring in another type legislator that is focused on that. We need to have term limits. We need to have not a career out of being up there. We need to get rid of the special executive staff of the military that are the continuity.
Yeah, what do you make of Austin and him not even being there for a month? And it's the end of an old order. It's a rotting system.
Yeah, that's a rotting system. They are the perpetrators of this brokenness that the military is dealing with. 1975 was the last, 73. That's where we're at on recruiting now, post-Vietnam. Retention in the gutter. Wokeness is breaking us. We need to focus on war
fighting.
But
they wanted to purge the military, but it was so good, it destroyed their own power. Now they're saying come back.
Well, they said come back. They wanted to to do that, but hardly anybody's doing it because they don't trust that system right now. Look, my own son is going into the military with the intent of becoming a Green Beret, and I have to tell him, understand the environment that you're going in. God bless you for doing it. But it breaks my heart to think that he's got to fight not only the enemy downrange, but the enemy within. But he's willing to do it because we need those ranks to continue to be there to fill those ranks later on.
Absolutely. But my point was they tried to purge the military and did so well. Now they're like, whoa, it doesn't even, they thought they would do a partial purge. Now they're like admitting that they're like decapitated because of their own action.
Because the leaders that they got rid of were the critical thinkers. Right. That the critical thinkers were the ones they got rid of. But there are some.
Yeah,
still
the generals just play golf and act powerful. But all the real operators left. So they're like they're blind.
They're blind in many regards. But there's still a remnant within the military that still holds true to that, because there were some of those signatories to that declaration that are still in, who I respect immensely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a paradox. We got 2 minutes left. Mm-hmm. How do people get behind the convoy again? So exciting. We're going to go. I'll probably go. Reporters will go. But when is this kickoff?
TakeOurBorderBack.com. It's going to be kicking off in the state of Texas on the 1st. There will be a little bit of the convoy that will circle the Capitol to now praise Governor Abbott for his actions. Beep those horns and let him know that he's doing a good job. It's peaceful. It's a peaceful assembly. That also that evening in Dripping Springs, people are going to come out there on the website. You'll see it, and you'll know exactly where we're going to be. And then after that, the convoy is going to continue on the 2nd down to Eagle Pass, and that's where we'll be located there. So
and there's some other convoys all the way from the East Coast. They're going to Arizona.
Then some will go on to Yuma, Arizona from there. There will be also the San Ysidro, California portion of this, which will be just located for the people going to the West.
And I want to be clear. It's not about tooting my horn, but I said last week, this is real. Abbott's creating a confrontation, and I got attacked by people. Oh, no, Abbott's terrible. I said, no, he's moving over here. There's major pressure. Watch what he does. I got to say now, they're putting up more barbed wire. They're telling the Fed, screw you. He's putting out a Declaration of Independence. Folks, when we get victory, when we've had defeat so long, recognize what it is. It's like Elon Musk getting perfect, but he's hurting the globalists. We need to stop taking victories as losses. We got to get ready to win.
Right, and exactly, because what happens is if they get you off on your heels, and then you start dividing, right? We got to stop that. There's no more uniparty. The uniparty party is kaput. They're on their heels. It's das kaput.
And we're building the new system.
And there's a new system coming. And that's what they're afraid of. That's what they're afraid of. Yes, sir.
Colonel, you're amazing. Hey, promise me. You were here a year and a half ago. I didn't get your number. Promise me you'll come in here on a more routine basis.
It's a deal.
I love your dog, by the way.
Yeah, Joe's he's a war hero.
Where are you going after this? You got a lot going on.
Yeah, we'll be back down there in Dripping Springs. We're going to take a run real quick to the border and back, and then we'll link up with the folks at on the 1st.
All right, DrPeterChambers.com, on X, Doc Pete Chambers. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, sir.
20-second closing comments.
20-second closing comment. Normandy, D-Day, Colonel George Taylor got on the shore and said, men, there's only two kinds of soldiers on this beach, the dead and those who will die. Follow me. Let's go. And they moved. That's where we're at.
Powerful. All right. Fourth hour coming up with a great guest host, Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. in 1 hour. Infowars.com/show. We're not lying down, folks. We're fighting back. And it's all because of your support. Thank you all for your support. Hour number 4, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.